Hey, we found Habib. We finally found him. He's right here. Is that him? Hey,
Habib.
Is that Habib?
For you and should be for everyone, Habib.
Number one important, most important for us, stay connected with God. You always have to pray, you always have to stay humble and stay focused and stay connected with God.
What? You know, the media is feeding the garbage to these people.
Tudo ótimo.
How you doing? Welcome to the Dean Show.
Thank you.
My brother, Ali Kato Call here in Florida. Where are we going now, brother?
We're going to American Top Team. Check it out. Our brother's over there.
All right, let's go. You guys ready? Let's go check it out. American Top Team here in Florida. So Ali Kadokoff, if you guys didn't watch the program we did before, he gave up doing the professional fighting for his deen. That's something amazing about the brother. Alhamdulillah. There's our friend. Remember, we had him on the show. Hector Lombard. Hector, where you been, brother? We got to see you again. You left your belt here, Hector. Found more of our brothers here. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing, brother? What's your name?
Ali
Ashab, my brother from, where are you from, Dagestan?
Dagestan.
There we go, you guys met Sultan. MashaAllah.
This is a Habib twin. Look like just Habib.
Habib twin.
We're trying to find him. Hey, we found Habib. We finally found him. He's right here. Is that him?
Hey. Habib.
Is that Habib? I think we found Habib. Look. Take a look.
I'm Habib.
MashaAllah. We found Habib. Listen, brother, you cannot run. You still didn't send me location, Habib. I'm over here looking for you, and we're going to find you, inshallah. It's best that you come, okay? Let's make it happen. Don't avoid your brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Nice. I heard you guys, yes. I heard you guys. Like, I met like one of your students a while ago, because it passed back to him.
Like a little guy,
featherweight.
Tonight, I don't know, but probably on Saturday.
How are you, sir?
How are you?
How are you doing? Say hello to the world. How are you doing?
Hello, world. Beautiful world. How are you? We're boxing here.
Beautiful. Hey, listen, brother. I'm here, but I don't see him, man. Last time I came looking for you, Habib, I can't find you. Where's Habib now? I don't see him. He didn't send me the location, so I got to go looking for him, man. But he's not here. Where is he?
We need location, brother.
Huh?
We need his location to find.
Habib,
his location is Dagestan, Makhachkala.
So I'm here. I didn't find you, Habib. Please don't make me go to the next one, okay? Send me the location, Habib. Let's do this on the Dean Show. All right, so for you, because Dagestan's been on the map, most of the fighters know about it now, so give us a breakdown. So you got Dagestan, and then what are the other places now there?
So the old area called Caucasus Mountain.
Caucasus Mountains.
Yeah, this is over there is Ossetia, Dagestan, Chechnya, Ingushetia, Kabardino-Balkaria, Karachaeva-Cherkessia, Abkhazia, a lot of little ones. And the big ones, everybody probably know, they're a little bit away, but Georgia and Armenia and Azerbaijan. So all this area is called Caucasus Mountain. There's the north and the south.
Rabota, Rabota. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum
assalam. How you doing, coach?
Hey, welcome. Very good. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome to the Dean Show.
Yes.
Peace be with you.
Yeah. Now invite you with here.
To the bank, to the bone.
Yeah, very nice. Yes. We speak Portuguese a little bit. Nice.
Meeting more of some of the fighters here.
Hey, brother.
How you doing, my friend?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Say hello.
Nice to meet you.
To the Dean Show audience. Yeah.
How are you?
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
There's a big show in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, how you doing, everybody? Good.
You made an interesting point. I mean, just by changing people's perception of Muslims, because as ignorant as it sounds, it is something that's common. People thinking Muslims are terrorists. That people start to hate Muslims. But just, you know, the people you've met, you know, over the years, many of the professional fighters,
now they have a different outlook because they actually got to meet Muslims.
Yeah, they don't know most of us as their neighbors, you know, people around them. They don't even recognize we're Muslims. This was a story I tell the brother. He was a Marine soldier. He's one of the coaches over here. And something happened somewhere, and he said, man, I hate Muslims. And then he tell to the guy who's actually said the Shahada today, he say, no, I take my words back because of brothers like Ali and the guys out there. Because we around those people, you know, they see us, they understand this is not what we teach, this is not what we preach. Islam is a different religion. There's not, you know, the media is feeding the garbage to these people. And all the people who don't know, of course, they're going to believe because the guy come in a suit telling you and you think everything in the news come out is true. Well, we're all now news as a liar.
Yeah, so don't believe the hype. Connect with the Muslim. Continue to watch the Deen Show and learn more. Even though the brothers are fighting, we're not talking about that, but they still make their salah. They still are connected to their Deen, correct?
Of course, all of the brothers pray on time. Doesn't matter where they are. They stop on the street, they're going to pray on the street. All of them is fasting. All of them is follow the Deen. You know, they follow the pillars of the Islam and Iman. All of them is Muslims. Yeah, we're all sinners, but...
That's deep, man, because there's too many people, they've abandoned the Salah, the basic pillar of Islam. But look at this. This is one thing. You might not agree that they get in the cage of fighting, but they still holding on. Inshallah, they'll back off from this too. Inshallah. But they're still holding on to their Deen, man.
Of course,
right?
They hold up on the Deen. They're proud to be a Muslim. They're not, you know, scared to go and pray right in front of the cops over here. They don't care. We have a bunch of cops, CIA guys, who trains with us at the gym. They pray in front of us. And actually, this kind of sounds dawah too, because when people see us, they kind of respect them, and they're all this very nice, how you worship and how you prostrate, you know, and greeting to the God right in front of everybody without shame. So this kind of some sort of the dawah too for the people.
And this is so important nowadays with all the growing Islamophobia, that you're unapologetically Muslim. And Muslim is simply one who submitted their will to the Creator, trying to be the best human being that you can be.
Tudo ótimo.
How you doing? Welcome to the Deen Show.
Thank you.
You know, people who lack motivation, you have 70% of people out there obese, overweight, sitting on the couch, getting fat.
Yeah.
You know, what advice do you have for people to get out there and to really take care of their body and their health?
Man, stay positive, you know. Stick to the positive things, you know. You have to always, there's always a negative side and a positive side. You don't want the negative side. So stick with the positive side and believe that everything is possible. When you do that, things happen.
Isn't that beautiful advice? Thank you, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
What's beautiful to see is when the brothers who are professional athletes, when it's time to make salah, that the brothers didn't go ahead and put training ahead of their salah. So they stopped, they took a time out, and they went and make the prayer. This is so important. This is that connection, your lifeline to your Creator. To thank your Creator for all the blessings that He's given us. And it's so beautiful to see brothers like Sultan, Ali, Peter Kauf, and all the brothers here that I've met, the brother that looked like Habib, all these brothers taking a time out to go ahead and thank their Creator, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, in Arabic, Allah. Sultan Ali.
He's going to fight in April 20 in St. Petersburg, Russia.
So he's also in the UFC?
Yeah, he's in the UFC.
Been there for many years.
Hey Sultan, hi. I think we found Habib finally for the Deen Show. Is this Habib here? Is that Habib? Is that him?
Dagestan. Yes. Habib friend,
huh?
Yes.
But he looked like Habib, huh?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I'll say, you know, you have to have awareness. You have to know when it's time to change your life. You have to know when it's time to increase your performance as far as physical fitness. You need to get out, you need to work out, you need to make sure that you're eating healthy, eating vegetables, drinking a lot of water, and making sure that you're cutting out all the processed foods and all the fast foods. Those are the things that are actually killing us. You know, so understanding that and getting more educated in overall health and fitness is gonna be a key factor when you're talking about increasing your longevity in life.
I like what he said. You hear that? Because we've been talking about that. Mm-hmm. Avoid fake food. Eat real food. And that's what's killing the people, the fake food, right?
True. Very true.
I'll let you get back to the class.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Phil. Thank you, brother. Because I often say, man, this is, people don't think. Like, you wouldn't be able to throw a jab, throw a hook, you wouldn't be able to walk into that cage or do any of these things without the blessings that, because many people, they'll stop after the fight and they'll thank this coach and that coach. And of course, you know, you thank the people, right? But many people forget to thank their creator.
For, yeah, for everything we have. Actually, we have this arms and legs and eyes and air we breathe in and earth we walk in is Allah. Everything is from Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this is what we have to do is every day of our life, we have to be grateful for him. Because he's the one, and we all need to know that. Alhamdulillah.
For you, and should be for everyone, Khabib.
Number one important, most important for us, stay connected with God. You always have to pray, you always have to stay humble and stay focused and stay connected with God.
What? You look younger over there, man.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother Khabib.
Alex,
how are you?
So, alhamdulillah.
You brought your belt with you. How's life now being a champion?
With belt come like a lot of attention, a lot of money, like crazy stuff. A lot of crazy stuff. And I don't want this belt changing.
What's the number one most important thing for you?
This was fun. Nice having you. We're looking forward to having you on the real show, the Dean Show. What do you say, brother? Let's do it. Send me the location.
Just send me location. Thank you so much, guys.
You send him a message. We're looking for him to send location so we can get him on the Dean Show.
He's in Korea right now.
Okay. So we got to get him soon to come when he's back to Chicago on the D show. You let him know, okay? Khabib, we're looking for you. All right?
Khabib, обязательно приезжай к этому человеку. Он хочет у тебя интервью взять. Он тебя не оставит.
The Dean doesn't prohibit, like, if you're training kickboxing or if you're training jiu-jitsu or wrestling. You know, that's fine. There's no problem with that. But now,
obviously, we don't want to forget the hadith of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He forbid us to punch each other in the face. And, you know, but train for yourself is, you know, to be an athlete, to just, you know, defend yourself, defend your family is a good thing. You have to be, this have a hadith, right, about Allah loves the more strong.
The stronger believer, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we all have to be in a good shape too. Because if we're going to look backwards at the Sahaba, so tell me, they was a lawyer, they was a, most of them was athletes, right? Yeah. They was the warriors, and we just have to be strong as a Deen. I don't say you don't have to study, of course you have to study, but plus with that, you have to work it out. Because me, I have a law degree, I'm a lawyer. So, you know, all of us have a degree, and we are professional athletes too. It's not a bad thing to train.
So we just showed him a reaction, that's right, we said, we're gonna be not leaving him alone until we find him, right?
Yeah.
How's that, huh?
Yes, he's not gonna leave you alone until you don't come and don't give him the interview.
The main thing that, you know, is very interesting, especially for the youth now, like some beautiful things that Khabib said. One, stay connected to God. Two, keep it humble. Yes. Three, what was the other one?
So you tell me.
And stay connected to Salah, to prayer.
We're always, and this is what we're gonna do right now. We're gonna play Maghrib, inshallah.
We're going to make Salat. We'll be back.